This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Hi everyone, it's Lee Salisbury here. Welcome to a Christmas Eve special edition of Soap from the Box, the podcast that goes behind the scenes of your favourite television shows. I hope you're all ready for Christmas. Here's a little treat for you to settle down this evening and listen to, or maybe save it for the new year, maybe save it for tomorrow afternoon once you've opened all your presents. This is a TV special. She used to be a judge on Strictly. She is one of the best choreographers in the world. It's Arlene Phillips. Enjoy. My guest is infamous as one of the best choreographers of all time, with many West End and Broadway hits to her name, including Starlight Express, Hot Gossip, and Saturday Night Fever. To many, she is known for her judging on the huge shows Strictly Come Dancing and So You Think You Can Dance. It's not often we have a certified dame on the show, and no, not one appearing on many stages across the UK in pantomime. It's an honour to have on our Christmas special, Dame Arlene Phillips. Hello, Arlene.
Hi there. What a lovely introduction.
Well, you totally deserve it. I mean, first, let's talk about being a dame. Has life changed for you?
It doesn't change. I'm still the same old me, but it is a very grand title to have. I feel like I belong to some club I never imagined I would belong to.
I know, it's fantastic. Just being able to say Dame in front of your name. Do you make people call you Dame? I mean, I would.
No, nobody ever, ever, ever calls me Dame. But the funny thing is, I choreographed the original We Will Rock You. And one of the producers always called me Dame A.
So oh, really?
I'd heard that name before. I was actually made a Dame.
Fantastic. We Will Rock You. What a musical that is. Who did you get the... Do you go and kind of like an OBE and stuff? Do you get presented with your damehood by one of the royal...
Yes. I was fortunate enough to get an OBE and a CBE, both presented by the Queen.
Amazing.
And then my damehood by the Princess Royal, Princess Anne, at Windsor Castle in February of this year.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's well deserved. Now, let's move on. You're here to talk about great new research from Co-op that shows just under a third of us love the build up to Christmas more than the day itself. And I have to say, I'm one of those people. Today, Christmas Eve, is my favorite day of the year. I absolutely love it. Well, how do you feel about this? Do you love the build up?
I love the build up. I love when we suddenly start seeing the lights of a Christmas tree peeking through, you know, the kind of open curtains in a window. The magic starts to happen kind of gently throughout December, building up to Christmas Eve, which for me is the first time of togetherness, where we'll stop all the running around and the busy preparing for Christmas. Have I got this for this one? Have I got that for that one? Have I got the right alcohol? Have I got the right non-alcoholic alcohol? So then Christmas Eve, you stop. And for me, Christmas Eve is mulled wine.
Oh, all the way.
Once a year, I drink mulled wine.
Oh, the mulled wine. We had last week, I had on the show Andy and Makita Oliver, and Andy's obviously a celebrity chef, and she told me the best, which I can't repeat verbatim, but I have to give it to you afterwards, the best homemade mulled wine recipe ever. And we've had it already today, and it's amazing. So I'll have to send that to you. It's incredible. Arlene, can I ask you, have you got a favourite Christmas song?
A favorite Christmas song is probably Last Christmas.
Oh, the lovely Wham. Yeah, that's a favorite of everyone. I love that everyone's got such a different favorite Christmas song. It's great. I mean, I wish my one aim in life was to have written a Christmas song, because it kind of, you never have to work again.
it's fascinating, isn't it? How many stars live off Christmas?
I know. Yeah. You just write that one big song and you're kind of made. Have you choreographed? I mean, over the years, I'm sure you've choreographed so much Christmas stuff.
Oh, yes. I've done a few jingle bells here and there and various Christmas songs or Christmas numbers, you know, with Father Christmas hats on.
All the trimmings.
Actually, it's a really good way of describing it. You know, I often bring in the trimmings on Christmas. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, the thing about Christmas, it's about togetherness. And, you know, it's not going to be easy this Christmas. So we're all looking out for what we can, you know, what we can do and what we can get. But I remember when I was growing up, and Christmas was really important, but it was small, you know, it was just that little bit extra special because we had a Christmas stocking.
Oh, yeah. Now we have to mention the Strictly final as well, which was on last Saturday. And it's gone again. I mean, it's the highlight of many people's years. I mean, you were part and parcel of that show. I still miss you on it. Do you miss it?
Oh, I loved being on Strictly. Yes, of course I miss it. It was a, you know, most wonderful time of my life.
Do you still watch or do you find it quite hard to watch now?
No. Look, when you're a grown up, you have to realize
that life moves on. Yeah.
That life moves on and you have to get over it. You know, I tell people, you know, if you don't go into show business if you can't face rejection. So no, I watch it. What I don't do, I'll be honestly, is I never sit down and watch the whole show from start to finish. I watch the dances because I love them. I love the dancers, I love the pros, I love the celebs. So I pop in and out, but I make sure that I see all the dance on.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. We always record and kind of use the fast forward button. Do you know what I mean? I have to, because it's quite a long show and there's so much to watch now that you have to. Did you have a favorite ever on there? Did you have a favorite celebrity who came on? I mean, I'm putting you on the spot here. Is there someone who blew you away?
I think it's not about a favorite celebrity, but I think Jill Halfpenny and I'm Still Standing was absolutely mind-blowing. I always remember that.
Mulled wine in hand, what's your favorite go-to Christmas movie, Arlene? I mean, we've got Martin coming on from Love Actually. Is that one up there?
I'm a Home Alone fan.
I love
to be able to cry and smile at the same time. And I absolutely love mulled wine. So I couldn't be happier. Just sit me down and leave.
Put on a Home Alone. Watch. It is one of those brilliant movies. And also Bucks Fizz, final fact, Bucks Fizz won as the best Christmas Day drink, which again, we've said, we both like that. Now, the big question is, Arlene, what time is it okay to have your first Bucks Fizz on Christmas Day?
Well, I'm a big fan of the Bucks Fizz, and I would have one first thing in the morning.
Who cooks in your house? Who's the chef?
My partner. He's
amazing.
Brilliant. He has the whole thing on the go, and as long as I leave him alone, it's all together. And I set the table and make it look really Christmassy and special enough for all the beautiful food that's going to be on it.
We are on Christmas Eve. How exciting. Now, quickly, I must ask you, West End and Broadway, one of the choreographers of the world. Again, so hard, I suppose. Is there a show you're most proud of or a show?
Oh, my gosh. The moment in my life I'm most proud of. You know what? I have many moments to be proud of, but I think the show that fills my heart with joy that I have done, and it's about to celebrate its 35th year of performances in Bochum in Germany, Starlight Express, Andrew Weber's musical that's all about trains and on roller skates. It's so close to my heart. I love being on a train. So being able to choreograph a musical about trains brings me great joy and happiness.
That is an absolutely fantastic show. And if there was a show that you weren't involved in that you go, I would have loved to have done that. Are there any shows that you've seen that you think, oh, I would have loved to have done that one?
It's not that I would have loved to have done it, but my all-time favourite show, and it never changes from the first moment I saw it, is West Side Story.
Oh, yeah. What a fantastic show.
Incredible. It is an incredible musical.
Are you still a real, really big theatre lover? I'm guessing it's something inside you that never dies, isn't it?
I think I've seen, six shows recently. I started taking my granddaughter.
Amazing.
My granddaughter to see shows. But no, I see musicals, I see dance. I live to spend my life with the art form that is dance.
And there's nothing better than a UK theatre as well, a West End theatre. The smell, the look, I absolutely love it. Especially at this time of year, it's amazing.
Yes, yeah. The love of musicals here is incredible. And when I have shows on, just to hear the applause. You know, I've recently had Grease on with Peter Andre at the Dominion, and to hear the roar from the audience, the screams, the shouts, the applause is so fulfilling.
Yeah, it's amazing. What an amazing job you have, because to get that fulfillment from the country is amazing. Now, we're going to have to call it. What a show it's been. What are your plans now for the rest of Christmas Eve, Arlene? What's the plan for this evening?
Well, we always open one present each on Christmas Eve. So that's a really, really nice feeling, just picking one. And then I'll switch the television on. And if there's some good music, we'll all get up and dance, whether they like it or not.
Brilliant. That sounds like I want to be at your residence. And final question is, do you have a glitter ball in the residence? Is there a glitter ball to dance around in your home?
There isn't a glitter ball, but I shall go now to my local co-op and see if they've got any.
See if they've got a glitter ball. They do everything else. They must do. I'm surprised if they don't do a little glitter ball. Otherwise, I'm going to send you one. My friend's got one as a little Christmas bauble on the tree, and it's amazing.
Lovely.
Yeah, a good little glitter ball on the tree. Well, listen, have an amazing Christmas with all your gorgeous food and drink, and I hope you have a lovely day tomorrow.
Thank you. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you to Arlene Phillips for being my very special guest on this Christmas Eve special of the podcast Soap from the Box. We are now off until the end of January, when we'll be back with season 4 bigger and better than ever before. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting the podcast, for listening to the podcast, and for getting the podcast to where it is. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and happy 2023.